Deng Daudeng, a member of National Assembly representing Twitch East. I'm a chairperson of the caucus of Greater Bor. And today we came on that capacity as MPs from Greater Bor in the National Assembly and the Council of State. We have also come with the chairperson of the three Bor counties, Bor County, Twitch East, and Duke. On our arrival, we are saddened as sons and daughters of this land by the level of the destruction that has been caused by man-made, by power seekers, people who are angry to get power by all means. And we, as members of Greater Bor in the National Assembly and the Council of State, condemn in the strongest term possible the barbaric act of looting and killing of the people. We are saddened as people representative by the level of destruction caused by the rebellion. What we have seen and what others will see through this media is a reality. We visited the hospital and we got people who were killed, are either blind, old, who cannot run from the bed of the hospital, and they were killed. They were raped. This is unimaginable. We have also gone and see the ECS, Episcopal Church of the Sudan compound, a place of God. And we believe that all Southern Sudanese, majority of them, are Christians. And if people have run to church for safety, they can't be killed in that way. We were saddened. We got bodies lying down, and most of them women, who fear God, who believe in God, and who said in the house of God, they will be saved. They were raped and they were killed. We have also visited the market, and the level of destruction in the market is untenable. In the residential area, about 1,100 bodies are lying. They have not yet been collected. There's also a place just 5 kilometers outside Bor town here, Wunchui. A group of about 1,300 people were killed. We are saddened and want to appeal to the government that there is a need for a setting up of a special fund. A special fund for reconstruction and rebuilding a life in Bor town and other places like Malakal and Bantio. We also want to extend this appeal to well wishes. And we really want to challenge people of the world. They have been very sympathetic with the rebellion. Is this what world want to see? Is this what world want to see? To kill people? To loot properties? Is this what the world want? The world have not condemned this particular rebellion. They have not condemned this coup. We are surprised as people. And as people representative, we call upon the peace-loving people to add their voice to the government of the Republic of South Sudan and to help people of Jonglei, particularly the people of Greater Bor, to rebuild life and to rebuild what has been destroyed in the last 1 month of rebellion.